some of the children who died drowned, suffocated, or were brutally beaten. Pat McCabe, a foster parent and guardian ad litem, says it's time to get angry.
Unfortunately, the people that would be outraged in anger are dead, and their families that were part of the problem are negligent in their duties, or those kids wouldn't have been in those situations. So I'm here to represent Relia Wilson's ghost and say, you guys need to get some anger and outrage in you to change the existing conditions.
McCabe spoke during a town hall meeting Tuesday evening on what changes should be made to the state's child protection system. He says he got involved in the issue after then-4-year-old Relia Wilson disappeared from her home back in 2000. Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel called the meeting.
We're all outraged, but we're trying to keep calm about it, and we're going to try to do what we can. These are complex issues.
More than a dozen lawmakers, along with community leaders and officials from the justice system and DCF, attended the meeting where the group discussed everything from needing more transparency in the department to searching for more funding. And Alan Abramowitz, the executive director of the Florida Guardian Ad Litem program, says if the state does find funding to devote to the issue, he's got an idea for where it needs to go toward getting the department's caseworkers on a career track.
We need our investigators to stay. The longer they're there, the safer children will be because they have that experience.
Although Abramowitz does admit that no matter what the state does, it's probably not possible to completely zero out child death.
As long as there's someone out there that has the ability to harm a child, children will be harmed.
Abramowitz says some of that can be reduced through education. He says a practice as simple as co-sleeping could lead to a child's death if a sleeping mother were to roll over on and suffocate her small child. Family law lawyer and Stetson University College of Law professor Kate Bull agrees education is a good start, but she says it needs to go beyond parenting. If that happens, she says there could be a way to stop child deaths from abuse or neglect.
I think there probably is, and I think it involves a number of factors. It involves no unwanted children. That's a big deal. So women have to control their reproduction. It involves those wanted children being raised with sufficient resources, both them and their parents.
Bull says those resources would include good schools and good after-school or child care programs. Meanwhile, Interim Department of Children and Families Chief Esther Jacobo says her department is compiling a report on every child with department priors who's died this year of verified abuse. Once that's completed, DCF will ask Casey Family Programs to review what went wrong. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.